USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia got life in prison. Two of the three, Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael, got life without parole. And the third, Roddy Bryant, got life with a possibility of parole. Georgia District Attorney Flynn Brody reacting outside the courthouse following the sentencing.
For a young African-American male, this day means quite a bit because it tells me that America can meet its promise, that there is liberty and justice for all here.
President Biden is in Colorado surveying fire damage in Boulder County. About 1,000 homes were destroyed and tens of thousands of residents were forced to flee due to the wildfire. Two people are still missing from the fires. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Millions of people on the East Coast are dealing with the first bomb cyclone of the year. Snow is falling in states, including Massachusetts. New Jersey is under a state of emergency as it expects at least 6 inches of snow on Friday. Much of the same area received snowfall earlier this week, and many travelers were stranded on Interstate 95 in Virginia. Cindy Poitier, a legendary actor, has died at the age of 94.
Sidney Poitier made history as the first black man to win the Oscar for Best Actor for 1964's Lilies of the Field. The Bahamian Minister of Foreign Affairs confirming the actor's death on Thursday night. Poitier starred in The Defiant Ones, which earned him his first Oscar nomination, A Patch of Blue in the Heat of the Night, and A Trailblazer in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. He was born in Miami and split time growing up in the Bahamas and the United States. Sidney Poitier was 94. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The CDC is updating its COVID-19 guidelines for K-12 schools. The new recommendation says children who are exposed to the virus and not fully vaccinated should quarantine for at least 5 days after coming in contact with someone who has COVID. Unvaccinated adults who have not received a booster shot are advised to follow the same recommendation. A New Hampshire dog rescues its owner in a car wreck.
A dog is being hailed a hero after it led New Hampshire police to the mangled truck that its owner had been driving with a friend when he crashed. According to the state police in New Hampshire, they had a report of a loose German Shepherd on Interstate 89, right at the Vermont-New Hampshire border. Officers tried to catch the dog, but it ran. A short time later, the troopers found a damaged section of the guardrail, and they realized that a pickup truck had rolled over. The officers then found two occupants of the pickup that had been ejected and were both freezing and seriously injured. One of the men, Cam Laundry, was identified as the dog's owner. Even though he faces charges of drinking and driving, he still is glad to be alive. He said his dog was his guardian angel. Sadly, another dog that was in the pickup, a bulldog, was hit on the highway and killed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.